Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
The Republican Party platform has a strong support for Israel and opposes the so-called BDS, the Boycott, Divestment, and Sanctions Movement. We're going to be talking about this on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Matt Barber, the founder of BarbedWire.com, and Holly Mead, the director of communications for Liberty Counsel. You know, within Republicans and Democrats, you're probably going to have this one unique area where there is closer agreement with regards to Israel. Everything else, you veer off in completely different directions. But clearly, the Republican platform that just came out has a very strong statement in support of Israel. And also, for the very first time, to my knowledge, any party platform specifically opposes the Boycott, Divestment, and Sanctions Movement. That is this movement, particularly one that's taking place on college campuses, that in fact advocates that we should boycott Israel, that we should impose sanctions, and we should divest. In other words, any operation, any educational outreach, any financial support ought to be simply divested from Israel. Not only is it bad from just a common sense perspective, since Israel produces so much of what affects our daily lives, but it is very anti-Israel and obviously anti-Semitic. So the Republican platform is standing strongly against this BDS movement.
Yeah, Matt, there's a reason why the Muslim world calls America the big Satan and Israel the little Satan. That's because Israel is the shining city on a hill, as Reagan and others have referred to America, in the Middle East. And an excerpt from the GOP platform says, "Support for Israel is an expression of Americanism, and it is the responsibility of our government to advance policies that reflect Americans' strong desire for a relationship with no daylight between America and Israel. We recognize Jerusalem as the eternal and indivisible capital of the Jewish state and call for the American embassy to be moved there in fulfillment of U.S. law. The United States seeks to assist in the establishment of comprehensive and lasting peace in the Middle East to be negotiated among those living in the region. We oppose any measures intended to impose an agreement or to dictate borders or other terms, and we call for the immediate termination of all U.S. funding of any entity that attempts to do so." Powerful words.
Yes, it certainly is. In fact, what we have here is a very strong statement, I think, not only the first time opposing BDS, but also calling for Jerusalem, which is very significant, to be the capital of Israel. Now, that would send a strong message. In fact, there is legislation already out there that allows the president to move the embassy from where it is currently in Tel Aviv, a large metropolitan city, to Jerusalem, the capital of Israel. And I think that the next president ought to do that. Unfortunately, George W. Bush had the opportunity to do it, and he didn't do it. And obviously, President Obama didn't do it. And the next president has the opportunity to do it. There's already legislation allowing the president to do it. And I think it would send a very strong message that we are standing solidly behind the nation of Israel.
Yeah, it's critical. I mean, when you dive into scripture, you see how important Israel is to God, number one, and how important it is in our world history. And so for us as Christians, particularly Americans, we've got to support this country who are reaching out to us for friends, but the people are brilliant as well. And we could use and have been using some of their technology.
Oh, a lot of their technology works in our everyday life. You may not realize it, but the USB that you use to carry around and put data into your computer, that was invented in Israel, not the United States, in Israel. Lots of technology are coming out of this small country, a country that's only 68 years old, founded in 1948, and it's a very new country. How in the world does a country like this, that arose from the ashes of the Holocaust, now produce technology and business and other kinds of inventions that literally transform the world. In fact, one of the areas is not just in technology. There's lots and lots of that we could go through. In fact, when we take our students there on our Covenant Journey program, we have a PowerPoint that we created that goes over lots of the technological innovations, but they also have created drip irrigation. If you ever drive through communities or through cities and you see these little hoses that are there watering the greenery, those developed in Israel.
And that's amazing in Israel. I mean, just coming back from there, you think this is a desert land, and you see it's just fruitful with fruits and vegetables growing next to each other.
Speaking of which, how many of us have eaten cherry tomatoes?
I know.
And we see them all the time. Well, where did they come from?
Israel.
They were created in Israel.
And the most luscious fruits and vegetables and everything you could ever imagine over there in the desert.
You know, Matt, actions speak louder than words. And this president, Obama, while he'll speak platitudes, it seems the liberal voting base really supports this BDS movement and embraces the anti-Israel rhetoric that we hear, certainly coming from the Palestinian Authority, the terrorist group Hamas. And even it was disheartening to see, even at the, as you mentioned off the air earlier, at the DNC convention, to see Palestinian Authority, the flags on the floor, which they want to destroy Israel. It just doesn't make sense.
There were people on the floor during the Democratic National Convention that were holding up the flags of the Palestinian Authority.
And we wonder why all these terrorist attacks are happening.
And, you know, and that's so insensitive.
I'm shaking my head.
Out of this Palestinian Authority and then the Hamas-controlled government in Gaza, you have terrorism that's being perpetrated against the Jewish people, against others around the world. How insensitive is that to hold up a Palestinian Authority flag during the DNC convention? Now, I know that the party platform, I haven't seen it yet, and we'll report on it when we do, probably has something that's generally in support of Israel, but you have delegates now that are literally there for all the national television to see holding up this Palestinian Authority flag. That is reprehensible, it's insensitive, and it completely, and I guarantee you, those people that held that up, I'll bet you anything, they've never stepped foot in Israel. They've never gone over there and talking to the Jewish Israelis. They've never gone over there to talk to the Israeli Arabs. In fact, we have someone who comes and speaks to our group who is, he describes himself as an individual who is an international media journalist. And he talks about what's happening within the community that he grew up in. He is a progressive or moderate Muslim, he calls himself, and he says the youth are being radicalized, and there's no way to have a two-state solution with this kind of radicalization that's happening to the youth. It's very disturbing to him to see young people wanting to grow up not to be doctors or lawyers or teachers or nurses, but wanting to be suicide bombers, and this is what they're being taught from young.
And the freest Muslims in the Middle East are the Muslims that within the boundaries of Israel. Those are, have more freedom, more opportunity than anyone else in throughout the Arab world. And yet the Palestinian Authority, Hamas, want to wipe Israel from the face of the earth.
Yeah, they do. And, you know, I think it's very critical that we stand with Israel. Every nation that has come against Israel, interestingly, no longer exists, whether it's Babylon or Persia or Rome or the Nazi regime. They're gone, but Israel still exists. It's an identifiable nation with an identifiable language, an identifiable people. And when you go through Israel, you still have the same sites that were there 2,000-3,000 years ago with the same exact names that you read in the scriptures. There's literally no other place like it. It is a life-changing experience to go to Israel. I would encourage you to go to Liberty Counsel's website, and from there you can get to some of our other ministries, Christians in Defense of Israel. That's our ministry to support Israel. We actually have a tour that's going in October of 2017. Look at the Christians in Defense of Israel website, and you can find out how you can be a part of that tour, the life-changing experience. in October of 2017. We also have Covenant Journey, which takes Christian college students to Israel, and we have those going multiple times throughout the year. You can find out more about Christian college students and their opportunity to go to Israel through our Covenant Journey program. Learn more about it and make your voice known. Parents and colleges should beware. You can also ask for some booklets that are very informative. The Muslim Brotherhood booklet that Liberty Counsel has, and the booklet on Israel and Sharia law. For more information, visit lc.org. That's lc.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org. where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org. You can also call us at 407-875-1776. Again, that phone number, 407-875-1776. Become an active partner of Liberty Counsel and make a difference in your community and across the nation.